Good morning. It's 12th of June. Our middle reading today is Isaiah 36. I'm going to read it to you from Brother Ray Willett's book. This section that I'm reading goes over into chapter 37 of Isaiah. I read, "With the beginning of chapter 36, we turn from prophecy to reality. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah, the word of God by Isaiah came to pass. Sennacherib, king of Assyria, took all the fenced cities of Judah and arrived at the gates of Jerusalem." First, it was a psychological battle. Rabshakeh was sent to Jerusalem while the battle for Lachish was still in process to break down King Hezekiah's confidence, speaking in the Jewish language, so that the people would hear and tremble. Rabshakeh, in utter self-confidence, counselled them not to trust in Egypt, nor in their God. Neither should they let the confident example of their king inspire them. A long drawn-out siege would only bring calamity upon them. Therefore, they should surrender without delay. It was a speech that made an impression, and Eliakim, Shebna and Joah reported to King Hezekiah with their clothes rent. But had not Isaiah already revealed the outcome? Jerusalem would not be taken by the Assyrians. We gather that from chapter 10, verses 24 to 27. Yet just how far they would be permitted to go was an unanswered question. Present troubles are always real, even to the Lord Jesus, who knew of his glorious resurrection on the third day. He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood, and offered prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death. Faith is tested throughout life. King Hezekiah was no exception. He was troubled and perplexed, but like David before him, he strengthened himself in God. He went into the house of the Lord. Having prayed and meditated, he acted. He sent messengers to Isaiah, asking him to seek an answer from God. This now is in chapter 37, verses 2 to 5. The answer that came by no means removed all anxiety, but certainly strengthened Hezekiah's faith. The Lord had heard their prayers and was active on their behalf. Sennacherib would return to his land and die. But before he returned, he wrote a letter to Hezekiah, repeating the blasphemy against God, assuring him that Jerusalem would not escape. The test of faith continued. Hezekiah's reaction must be one of the most beautiful in the Bible. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord. What intimacy of fellowship this! He asked the Lord to read it with him. Lord, teach us to pray like this. What humility in prayer also! O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only. His prayer was heard. God would rebuke the Assyrian blasphemy and save Jerusalem for his own name's sake, and because of the promises already given. I will defend this city to save it, for mine own sake, and for my servant David's sake. Moreover, the faith of Hezekiah would not go unrewarded. The kingdom of Judah would be established and would prosper under his reign. And these events give us all comfort, because we know that the Most High does rule in the kingdoms of men. Thank you for listening.